message, Promise Keeper. It is very important. Because sometimes we pass through things in our lives and we don't know why we are passing through. And sometimes we are not able to put our finger on it that this is what we are passing through. But technically, psychologically, we know what we are passing through, even though we are not defining it. Hallelujah. This message is for every one of us. Right? Please be part of it. God bless us in Jesus. Now I want us to go to the book of Psalm 27, verse 10. Let's read. O God of my salvation, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Let us say Promise Keeper. Hallelujah. As human being, there's so much anybody can do for you. I love the way the scripture put it. When he says, father and mother forsake me, can anybody be closer to you than your parent? It's very impossible, right? Because that is the blood with the umbilical cord, right? So in those days, growing up, I was reading it. I don't understand what it means. How can a father and a mother forget his child? I mean, how can you give us a child, give back to a child that you forget that you have that child? It's almost impossible. And so when the Bible put it this way, it's for us to know the gravity of who God is in our lives. I'm not talking literally about your father or mother this time, but I'm talking about you knowing that circumstances of life is not the source of your solution. Some of us that go to work, you get paid. That money that you get paid can do some stuff for you. Not everything, but it can do some stuff for you. Can buy grocery for you. Can pay your bill. If that job is not there, that money is not forthcoming, right? What does that mean? It means that something has attacked you. Something has affected you. So as a human being, you can be displaced as a result of that. And this message is saying, I'm trying to give us example to, by way of analyzing now. And this is telling us that even if that source of money is not forthcoming anymore, it says, God will still take care of me. This is the knowledge that we must have as children of God. Hallelujah. God is a promise keeper. Somebody say, God is a promise keeper. What is the promises? What are the promises of God for us? In Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, that many of us know about. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end.
Amen. I know what I am thinking about you. Somebody say, God knows what he's thinking about you. If God is thinking about you, your present circumstance does not define everything about you. You getting it? Are you getting it? Your present circumstance does not define everything about you. It does not define everything about me. What is it that God is thinking about? You know, when a person dies, when a person grows up and close to dying age, death age, you know, they don't think so much about many things. They just live their life. And by the time a person dies, that person is all there by himself in that box. It's all about him. So when we are still active, we feel like the whole world has to be this, has to be that. We want to have this, we want to have that. It's just, most of the time, a waste of time. What is more important is you as a person, you as individual. The day you were born and the day you die. Everything in between, they are just working towards the beginning and the end. He knows the thought he thinks about you. When you were born, parents gave back to you. God sent you through that parent. And he has a plan for you. And the day you die, you will now say, God, thank you for the life well lived in your presence, according to how you have made it to happen. So it's all about you. Now I'm telling you, God knows how he thinks about you. What is it that you are going through? What is it that is challenging you right now? Relax. And that's why I say it's very connected to the message. Don't worry. God is in charge. Somebody say, God is in charge. Amen. In that place that we read, Psalm 27, I will read verse 5 of it. It says, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. Don't let us forget, people of the Lord, that for the fact that we are Christian does not mean that everything will be working perfectly for us. Are we getting it? It does not mean that you may get to work tomorrow and they are putting big lie about you that you don't even know about. Right? You might have invested money into stock market. I just realized that now it's zero. Live a clear, free life. Right? It does not matter. God is still God and he will take care of me. What is it that you are passing through? I don't know why God is saying, don't be worried. He said, he's a promise keeper. The promises that God has promised you, he will keep them for you. You will not, you know, things may be tough. I started by saying that everything will not be perfect. Don't get it wrong. I'm saying this emphatically for us to understand. That because something may not be working does not mean God has forgotten you, he has forsaken you. He has not. Hallelujah. We are going to use it next week because we know that our God is the judge. Do you remember the story that Jesus Christ said that the farmer, he sowed a seed, he went to sleep, and by the time the plant started to grow, they noticed that there are some weeds in between the plant, between the good plant. And the servant of that farmer was saying, "Master, let's go and remove it." He said, no. If you do it right now, you are going to affect the good one. So sometimes things just pop up by itself. So things can pop. Enemy can come from any direction, from any angle. Situation may arise in any way. That does not mean God has forgotten you. It does not mean God has forsaken you. The promises of God are yea and amen. They are going to come to pass. What God has said about you will materialize. It will materialize over your home. It will materialize over your family. Somebody say amen. I want you to be bold and be confident in yourself that what God has said about me will come to pass. Say it. If unbelievers are not telling you you are proud, then you have a problem. Unbelievers, if they are not telling you you are proud, then you have a problem. That means you don't know who you are in God. That means you are not being boastful of the grace of God in your life. You are not being boastful of the promises of God in your life. Because if you proclaim the promises of God, you verbalize them, you claim them, unbelievers will say, "What is wrong with you?" They will say, "You are very proud," because they cannot see what you are seeing. That is the message I'm having for you today. You need to start to see that, no, I am bigger than this. I'm more than this because of the promises of God. Amen. If God says he is coming, he will come. If God says he will have that mansion, say it now. Hallelujah. It may not be, today is December what? It may not be December 15th. But what? Guess what? If God says it, it will materialize. That is the position of God for us as children of God. That place that we read, Psalm 27 verse 10, says, "Though my father and my mother forsake me, then God will do what? God will accept me. He will take care of me." Let somebody open to Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3.
"That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee."
He will keep you what? In what? In perfect peace. Whose mind does what? How can you trust in God? How can your mind stay on God? From that place, sister, the Lord read. Let me read for us again. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3. It says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind stays on you because he trusts in you." How can we exercise our trust in God? Because we've learned here that he gives us perfect peace. How can we now exercise our trust in God to have this perfect peace? Amen? Children of God, we need to understand that situations will arise. It does not matter who you are, what your status is. Either married, employee, employer. Like they say, if you have a business that you have to deal with the public, you will have to face up things. You do things online, it's different. Dealing with public, maybe you have a storefront, you are selling groceries, it's different. I am saying now, people of the Lord, for you as a child of God, to maintain your stand as a child of God, you must be alive in the spirit. You must be alive in the spirit. How can you be alive in the spirit? You have to be studying the word. I now want to heart. You must give yourself into fasting and prayer. When agitation is pounding on you, when pressure of life is challenging you, give yourself to what? Fasting and prayer. Eventually, like I said, in the beginning you were born, the day you die, it's all you alone. Please live and overcome a life without any attachment, either me as a father or me as a husband. I want to be able to overcome life as a child of God. Because the devil, what the devil will throw to my mind, will not throw it to my wife's mind. I still have my own battle to fight. So I have an obligation to know how to overcome the devil, not as a family man, but as an individual. I am not neglecting the fact that we need to pray as a family. And I'm also not saying we should not pray as a church, declaring fasting like we are doing. Every family is doing good, church is doing good, individual, we also have to do good. God bless us in Jesus. If that is the message you need to hear today, you have heard it. This is how you can overcome life. This is how you can refresh the promises of God for your life. We are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. Now, I want us to pray. I want you to pray that the Lord will help you to overcome in whatever comes your way. God will give you inner strength, inner build for you to be able to overcome life. However the devil may want to challenge you, pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Now, the Lord will help you. Maybe in the middle of the night, you wake up, the enemy now started to release a lot of things to harass you. Maybe during the day, you are in the meeting at work, and the devil just opened a chapter that it's you they want to attack. Maybe concerning your spouse, maybe concerning your child, pray that the Lord will help you to have inner strength to overcome the devil. And pray that God will help you to remember, not to forget the promises of God, but to reclaim, to reaffirm, to remind yourself of the promises of God. Please pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us stand up, please. There are some people that the devil cannot mess with. Our enemies, they don't gauge us by physical appearance. It's attack from the realm of the spirit. You are going to pray that the Lord will make you a confident Christian that rule your world. Pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to say, I want to pray. I want us to pray together. You say, in the name of Jesus. Where I have been under influence, today I have freed myself. First of all, pray for somebody you are holding. where this person is under influence. I give her the confidence to free herself. Minister, join your hands, please. Join your hands. Where this person that I'm holding his hands has been under influence, I pray and I speak in the name of Jesus that he be free. Where this person is under influence, he is free. She is free in the name of Jesus. You are under the attack. You are under demonic attack. You are under remote control. You are under influence of the enemies. You are under ancestral manipulations, curses. Today you receive the spirit of the Lord to be free. Where you have been under any form of influence, you are free in the name of Jesus. Now you will now pray that prayer for yourself. And say in the name of Jesus, while you are praying, please meet where you are praying, that in the name of Jesus, where I have been under control, today I break the control. Today I free myself from that control in the name of Jesus. Pray. Where I've been under control, where I've been under control, emotional control, psychological control, any form of control, financial control, any form of control, where I've been under control, I free myself from that control in the name of Jesus. I free myself from that control in the name of Jesus. Where I've been suffering under any form of control, I free myself from that control in the mighty name of Jesus. I break myself free from every form of control in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You can release your hand. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray in your name that where we have been under form of torment, affliction, where we have been barraged by the influence of power of darkness, we free ourselves in the name of Jesus. We do not free ourselves in our own name, but we free ourselves in the name of Jesus. We free our home in the name of Jesus. We free our children in the name of Jesus. We free ourselves, our career, our health, our mind, our lives, our resources. We free ourselves in the name of Jesus. Where we have been under any form of control, today we liberate ourselves and we set ourselves free. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.